Mr. Ambassador?
Mr. President.
How did our Prime Minister get home, all right?
I believe so. I haven't heard anything from her.
Did she get out of New York all right?
Yeah. New York all right, thanks to you.
I was afraid she's overdoing it.
Yes, she had a pretty strenuous program. She threatened to fire me more than once for having made this as strenuous as it was. But she took it pretty well.
I thought it did fine. I enjoyed my dinner with you very much.
Very gracious.
Hope you'll apologize to Ms. Nehru. I didn't want to impose on her, but she seemed to be willing, and so I enjoyed it a lot. And Ms. Johnson's gone anyway.
Mr. President, you couldn't have done us greater honor.
It's
wonderful that you did.
Well, it was a great evening for me. I got the bill passed in the House this afternoon.
Thank you. I hadn't heard yet.
Without even a roll call.
Wonderful.
And I got a hearing set on it in the Senate tomorrow, and I'll try to get it up, try to get it out Wednesday, and try to get it up Thursday before they go home.
Thank you very, very much. You've been absolutely wonderful.
I rather think this will be a good forerunner, and may put, they're talking about cutting my foreign aid all to pieces, the Republicans, and I think if we get them on record on this, you see, that it minimizes all of our troubles and our criticism, because they become parties to the fact instead of detractors.
But you think this would have effect on the aid program?
I think it helps our position, our side. I think we point out that we have a distressing condition this year, and we have a food problem this year, and anybody that's anti-India has got a perfect chance to come out and raise hell if they want to. And I put it out on the table and stuck it right up to them and said, let's do battle. Here it is. Any of you want to be against it, fine. And so I think then it's kind of like my bills for Vietnam. They fuss a lot, but when they get ready to vote, they vote for economic aid, and then they vote for military aid, and it's two against one and four against the other. And this one, there was a very minimum of, didn't have half even as much criticism as I thought I'd get. They just reported out pretty unanimously, and then they brought it in the House, and they didn't even have a roll call, and it wasn't enough to get a roll call, and it passed the House in a big burst. And Rusk is up today on the general aid bill. They'll pick at it pretty hard, but I don't think that they'll. Our budget's in pretty good shape. It's been well prepared, and I think all in all, it'll be better than we expect. And what pleased me was we didn't even have to have a roll call, and I think it. Ellender always will have some suggestions and recommendations. He may have some amendments. I don't think he'll be destructive, but it'll come out of his committee, and I hope I can get it up before they go home the weekend for the Easter. But I thought that it was, you would like to know it and report to your people it passed the House today, and that would be the difficult body. The Senate would be more sympathetic to your position in the House, and I think we're in good shape. And I think her visit was very helpful, and I think you always helpful.
Thank you, Mr. President. I think you've been absolutely wonderful throughout, and she's gone back very happy and very impressed.
Fine, will you?
With all your friendship and your courtesy and what you did, it seems to me a new sort of era beginning of goodwill, because of that there is an enormous amount on our side and on your side.
Well, we're going to help any way in the world can. We're going to work with her, you can be sure of that, because we like her and you and your people, and I'll be in touch with you when we hear any more, and you go on and send her word that her bill's already passed. I haven't seen anything like this in a long time.
Well, you are a master tactician, if I may say so, among other things. The way you put it is fairly and squarely. I was very impressed, Mr. President, with the fair and square way you put it. You made them face up to the problem. There was no camouflage. You said, here's something that you should do, and this is what it's going to cost you, and if you don't like, don't do it. There was no trying to get things under the table.
No.
And this, I think, is a terrific thing.
I think the visit was well handled and well done, and she left a good mark, good impression. I hope her people know that, and I hope that you will let the people in the Foreign Office know it and let them know it's passed, the bill passed the House, and we'll let them know later in the week so that it kind of look like that she's, we'd say back in my country, bringing home the bacon, getting results.
Yeah, I'll do that immediately.
Okay.
Thank you
Bye.
Very much.
Bye.
You're very kind.